One final time, our Coach's Insight programs here on Care 93.7. Brandon Tamman with you as we're joined now by ACCHS boys basketball coach. That is Taylor Smith. It is presented by L&L Construction. Coach, a lot to dissect as we're now done through the regular season, and we'll get to that kind of general thought here momentarily, but kind of an odd way to end your regular season, and it almost felt like a mid-season tournament stretch. You guys played Friday, Saturday, and then Tuesday this week to wrap things up. How would you kind of assess the two wins against Oski and Pleasant Ridge and then the loss to JCN on Tuesday night, closing out the season kind of in that fashion?
Yeah, lot to dissect there. We go Friday, Saturday, and Tuesday, and we kind of thought earlier in the year and earlier in the season that we wanted to get that Pleasant Ridge game in before Substate, and we were able to do that. Friday we played Oskaloosa and played well offensively for sure. We had 76 points, and Matt Worley had 27 and Trent Kimmy had 24, and we were really good on the offensive end. Not as good defensively, but you know, at this time of the year, I feel like you got to be getting shots, and we did Friday night, and then Saturday got right back at it and played Pleasant Ridge and ended up winning 52-31 and kind of got off to a slow start. Got off to a slow start there, but picked it up there in the third quarter. And they kind of threw some stuff at us that we hadn't seen. We were able to kind of adjust to that and end up getting the 20-point victory, and then go to JCN on Tuesday. That was kind of a barn burner type of game. It was real physical, real competitive. Started out 15-4 to start the first quarter. And then from there on out, we actually ended up beating them 27-19. So, part of it this year is part of toward the end of the year is just being able to compete at a high level and hit shots really that game on Tuesday, both, you know, they were going to end up being the first seed in their sub-state no matter what, and then we were going to end up being the third seed here. So really it was just kind of a pride type game but they were able to get the 3-point victory and it was a heck of a ball game but we're moving on to sub-state time where every team is 0-0.
Yeah, no doubt. And everything starts from scratch and we'll dive into the sub-state here momentarily, but as you can just kind of sit back and put the feet up and just assess on the season a little bit from late November, early December to where we are as you close things out on Tuesday, 13-7 overall, you go 11-5 in league play. Just take us through your mind, how the season went as a whole, what were some of the ups, some of the downs, who stood out, who showed out, just some things like that.
Yeah. 13-7, you know, that was, you know, going into the year, you know, my first year being here, if you told me that we'd be 13-7 by the end of the year, I'd be pretty happy. There were some games there. I think six of our seven losses have been within two or three possessions. I mean, we've competed every time out and of those losses, you know, just kind of some little things there. Just some discipline things that, throughout the course of the season, you've got to be able to do if you want to beat good teams. Throughout the year, I feel like we've gotten better with that. For example, like last night, I thought we were pretty tough. I thought we were pretty disciplined. I thought we were mentally there. All that stuff. We just weren't able to get the victory. So, overall, I mean, I'm pretty pleased. I mean, of course, there's a couple games in there that I would have liked to have been on the other end, but sometimes losing isn't always the sometimes it helps you more than it hurts you. I feel like this group, like losing last night, I think it'll help them kind of refocus and kind of retool for sub-state.
Yeah, and you mentioned again just the challenges that lie ahead with the sub-state and you guys earning the 3 seed, the top 2 seeds in this Marysville sub-state. 2 is Marysville, who won the North Central Kansas League, a top 6 team right now in 3A, and then Sabetha, who's been really the number 1 team for the last 6 weeks, undefeated. They closed out at 20-0. But the 3-6 matchup for you guys, you get Riley County on Tuesday night at home, a 6-win Riley County team out of the Mid-East League. How much have you been able to prep on them? You do got plenty of time here before next week, obviously, to do some more prep. But what do you know to this point, and what challenges do they present in that first round?
Yeah, I've talked to quite a few coaches on them. Of course, they've played like Mission Valley, and my old basketball coaches over there, and so I've talked to him a little bit. And then, of course, you know, I got two brothers that are head coaches at Clay Center in Rock Creek, and they've both played them. And so I've talked to them a little bit, and then talked to some other coaches as well. And the feeling I get from them, you know, and then just watching a little bit of film on them, they're kind of an up and down type team. If they're hitting shots, if they're hitting 3-point shots, they're awfully tough. They could probably beat anybody. They run a lot of different stuff, whether it be 3-2 or 1-3-1 or, you know, kind of some different things to kind of throw at the opposing team. But the Mid-East League, I mean, it's a tough league, and sometimes the record doesn't always indicate on how good a team is. And I, just looking at their scores, I think they're playing pretty well right now. I think they play St. Mary's on Thursday, so we'll probably go to that and probably do some more scouting but ultimately this time of year, it's about hitting shots. It's about making plays and really it's about your stars being stars. And hopefully we can do that. Hopefully we can do that, first round.
ACCHS boys basketball coach Taylor Smith joining us, a 13-7 regular season, 11-5 in league play. Now everything's wiped out. Everyone 0-0 as Substate starts next week. Very challenging 3A Substate hosted by Marysville. Tigers are the 3 seed. They will host 6 seed Riley County Tuesday night at 7:00. Coach, thanks again for all your time this season. Good luck next week in Substate, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks again.
Yes, thank you, Brandon. Appreciate your coverage.